Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why, am I frozen?
No, you just look like you doing like you got one of those space cameras and like you're calling from Mars. Like it's just blood, real grainy.
Okay. I wish they shoot the Dolphins offense to Mars.
Wow, really?
That'd be the most yards they have rushing all year.
Man.
I'm telling you, I get mad because I don't wanna feel that way about like what's going on. But I get mad because it's not always about the players or the system or whatever. It's about the structure, the organization, and the design of it all, of the timing of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've seen some very creative plays that they have run. But if you don't run them at the right times, it doesn't maximize the potential of it.
Who cares, dude? You could train a bear to ride a tricycle in the circus. Doesn't make him a real bear.
What?
But quickly.
Why?
I don't know why. Give it a minus
one.
Why? I don't know. It just, that sucked.
Minus one.
Time out. If I have a beer.
Nope, see.
No.
There is no.
Hold on.
Why are you trying to break it down like forensic files?
No, because we gotta understand how crazy that what he just said.
Right.
So you just said,
yeah,
if I have a beer,
yep,
and I train it to ride a tricycle, it's still not a bear?
Nah, circus bear. That's what this is.
It's still a bear, though.
It's still a bear.
Nah, dude, it's not. It's not a true bear. That bear wouldn't survive in the woods without its tricycle.
Without its tricycle.
Yep. I'm telling you. Anyway, 50 minutes of Game Day Uncensored brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com.
Oh, somebody said we're soft on BAM.
Yeah, they were ripping BAM for a good 45 minutes.
Everybody's ripping BAM. I mean, like, look.
You have to understand what BAM's role is. BAM is not supposed to be your highest score. He can do it from night to night, but that's not his role on this team. My problem is that he's very skilled offensively, and he never seems to know when to take over or when to get going. That being said, I don't think he needs to do more. He just needs to be better at what he's doing.
Just is what it is. Like, we're going to have the same conversation. We know what it is with him. Like, he is a guy. Do you want to be that guy? It doesn't really appear like he does, because, like, he's got – right now he's probably got what he wants as far as, you know, matchups and not having to be the guy who's banging with centers all the time. But, dude, at that point, then you need to start putting your head down, because everything is just – you know, mid-ranges and floaters, and sometimes we need you to drive to the basket more, get to the free throw line. You saw some of it yesterday, but it was a little too late.
Right.
You know, like, the game against Boston was much worse, And then he had the game in Brooklyn where they just kind of like, you know, Kalel was rocking. So they just said, hey, let's just have Bam sit it. But, yeah, it's not been a good run for him. Now, the one thing I would say is he does go through one of these usually a month, usually a season where there's like a 3-week swoon where he's just not as polished offensively. It did balance out last year. The team just wasn't as good. But, you know, he called himself out. He says, I'm letting my team down. I'm not being good enough. He knows it. As far as has Kalel Ware passed him or vanquished him, like,
they kind of do different things.
Kalel Ware has got a bag of offensive stuff that is coming naturally to him. That Bam
sooner
not,
than Bam has.
Bam came into the league a lob threat. Right. Like, that's what he was. You know, he's not a guy who is necessarily the fact that Bam has turned himself into 18-9, and that's a disappointment, speaks to, you know what the will is that he has. But I don't understand why we get, you know, you should be, the thing that we should be thrilled about is, like, both of these guys have the capabilities of doing what they're able to do for this team. It's not good enough from them. But it's also not just on him as to why they are where they are right now. There's been a bevy of things going wrong, a lot of it defensively.
Right.
But, yeah, where – I mean, if you're going to talk about, like – I've seen some people who are like, well, why don't we talk about trading Bam instead of Kalel? Like, Kalel looks like the future. Look, I understand why that critique is there, because if you're going to be in this middling part, be like, well, what do we need to pay a $54 million to a guy to be back into the play-in? We'll see. I don't think they're ever going to get rid of him because he's like Heat culture guys. They're number 3 all-time scorer, and I do think he does a lot of winning things. But
I don't want to cut you off.
Do you?
But I hate the phrase winning basketball when you've lost 7 of your last 8.
8 out of 10, too.
8 out of 10.
And the only teams we've beaten? Clippers and the Nets.
Okay, but...
It's been a terrible December.
I know, but to say...
It hasn't been good for my health.
He's playing winning basketball.
No, he hasn't been, but I'm saying, like, overall as a player.
I got you.
That's what people are going with.
When they say that after losing by 30, he's making winning plays.
Here's the problem. No. Is, like, with Bam, who, you know, we love. We love Bam. But you're the face of the franchise.
Hey, there's some people that's on they own Bam.
Oh yeah, he's got plenty of critics.
I'm not mad. I'm not listen.
He's got plenty of critics, but I'm saying, like, you're the max guy. You know, there's no questions about Bam and salary or extension. Like, the Heat, they've loaded him up twice now.
Load him up. Yep.
And, you know, this kind of feels like has it plateaued? And Spo's never going to say that because he loves Bam. He adores, when I say winning things, like, look, Karl Anthony Towns didn't do squad douche yesterday. He was terrible. Bam Adebayo was basically like, he had grandma arms, which, by the way, I got to say, he's really put on his work on his arms. Big. But
I would say you're getting a feel like, it's almost like the way they play him and Kalel, they're pitting them against each other. Mm-hmm. Like, instead of trying to figure out a way for them to work well together.
Right.
And I think that if Kalel and Bam play together, it helps them both out.
Yeah, well, I think there needs to be more of Bam, like, driving and kicking a Kalel or something like that, because one's looks like he's got really good shooting that's just coming naturally. Bam has not been a good shooter, but has turned that into something capable.
Right.
But, yeah, this, you know, even with Spo doing the thing where, like, he's resisting on it, like, oh, this – I don't know if they can work together.
It's figure
like,
it out. That's your job. Figure it out, dude. Figure it out. Look, here's the deal. And I don't know how else to say this. When the game starts, I want my 5 best players out there.
Yeah.
I don't care about, okay, well, it doesn't matter who starts but who finishes. Not if you're down by 30. Okay? So I would like my best combination of players to play together when the game starts. Now, I'm no analytics guy, but for what I've been told, that when Bam and Kalel start, oh, just when Kalel starts, team is 9-1 or 9-2.
Well, now they are 7-5 because they've lost their last two.
With those two starting together, but with just Kalel starting, they'll be 9-5.
Sure.
But I'm having a hard time believing that it's hard to figure out how to get them two guys in the game. I'm just him. Like, they need to start.
Yeah, there's no reason for them not to, and I'm glad that it closed that way. But he's also, like, he's got to take it upon himself. Like, I can't have Simone Fontecchio being more aggressive than you when it comes to, like, hey, I'm going to go get my get back on OG Anunoby. Like, and, like, it clicked finally late yesterday, but it was like, why did that take so long, dude? Come on, you can't keep floating. And you can kind of see, like, he's, like, kind of floating in the ether throughout the game. And I'm just like, you know.
That's been my biggest pet peeve for the last 3 years, is how everybody got a max contract, but nobody can never figure out when it's time. Hey, guys, we're sucking. Time for us to turn it on.
Right.
Hey, we're having a turn. How can you play a whole quarter and score like 10 points and not realize during some point of time that we are not playing well in this third quarter? Nobody ever seen. For the last 3 or 4 years, we've started talking about third quarter, right? It happens, and everybody looks surprised that we didn't realize we only scored 10 points.
Yeah, but I think the band thing is going to shake out. I really
Yeah, don't. I'm not worried about that. I think you need somebody on the floor that plays up front, that is a bona fide or bona fide scorer to take some of that. Whoever you put with Bam has to be able to score. That helps Bam. And to put Bam or Kalel in, when now they can just focus on one of those other guys because nobody else is doing it like they are.
I'd also like some more with them together so they can learn this defensive communication better as well. Like, I think this is one of those things where Spo's like, oh, it's just not going to figure it out. Well, they got to figure it out, dude. Like, you can't.
Isn't that his job?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, he needs to embrace it more.
Right.
So
Bam and Hero for Giannis.
That's too much money.
What's too much money?
You don't. That's like $70 million, $80 million.
So then we have to eat a contract.
Kuzma.
Ugh.
Unless the Kuzma thing won't work if Giannis comes out and says, not going to play with another team.
We're not exactly looking Giannis worthy right now. I don't know if Giannis is looking at us and being like, oh, that's my ticket to a contender. Got to get the house right first.
I guess. What do you think, like, without hearing him say anything, I mean, why wouldn't he want to come to Miami?
Why wouldn't he? If he doesn't think that it's good enough to win a championship.
The only team that we know is really good enough to win a championship is OKC. Everybody else is good enough to win, but haven't won. So we're predetermining who's good enough and who's not.
Denver's won.
They were a little banged up last year.
The Jokic brothers get to party here next week.
But I would say, like, to determine who's going to be a championship contender or not, I think you're taking a lot of liberties.
I think the thing that they got.
I think with Giannis, a lot of teams become, you know, viable champions.
Yeah. But the good thing is with the wear, and by the way, I haven't mentioned this, but Jakachonis, he also had a really great game his first start because everybody was hurt. They had Myron Gardner playing against Boston.
Mm-hmm.
No Wiggins, no Davion against Boston. So Jakachonis got the start. Dude was lighting it up from three. Mm-hmm. I was like, I thought this kid couldn't shoot. It was crazy. Came out. He had a great day. He had a great first start. I was happy for Kaz. Really good performance. All right, we'll take a break.
Where is he now? Back in?
He's with the team. He's not sent anywhere. Stop banishing.
You know how they do that.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hey, since we were talking about, I'll skip ahead here, Michael Jordan and LeBron, you guys see these comments from LeBron James regarding playing on Christmas Day, where he said, quote, "I'm going to be completely honest, I would like to be home on the couch with my family." Now, people are getting outraged at this on social media. I mean, I think everybody shares the same sentiment, but do you guys not get the sense here that LeBron is trying to come off like he's sick of playing basketball? Do either of you get the sense?
I didn't take it that way, but yeah, I could see where he's starting to plant the seeds.
Yeah. I'm just taking it as the LeBron lie thought. Is that he just says what he thinks will get a rise. He's a social media whore.
Well, they asked him the other day about a young player who's doing really good stuff for Utah, and he's like, "I got to be honest, man. Nowadays, I'm just watching golf on YouTube." And it's such like an off-putting thing, because LeBron was always the guy who knew everything about every player.
But he's older now.
He's the ultimate hooper.
He's not as interested in basketball anymore.
He wants to get on his phone after he says that, knowing that the world is going to respond, yeah, and he wants to read stuff. He's one of the lamest great athletes I've ever been around in my life. It's weird how he loves to embrace this.
Just retired.
Bad guy stuff. But even the dark 30 thing, like when he does that every year, and I've told y'all in the past, like, what athlete says, "I don't need to talk to you"? You don't have to announce I'm not going to talk to you. Just don't talk to these bastards. Like, he's so lame with the social media. It's because he loves it. He embraces this social media stuff way more than the athletes that I respect and love.
He has the butt pain, the sciatica. He's feeling out how the Lakers are doing this year. Like either you want to play and you're committed, or you don't, and that's fine. You owe nothing to the game anymore. You're the greatest or second greatest of all time. Like, if you're not interested anymore, just retire. That's it. It's okay.
And you're quoting what? What are you quoting? His Twitter responses?
No, I mean, he was asked this in the locker room yesterday. They're playing on Christmas. The Lakers play Kevin Durant and the Rockets at 8. And he's like, you know, he was asked about playing on Christmas. He's like, "Yeah, I'd rather be home on the couch with my family," which I believe, by the way, everybody would. But it was just part of a series of things that kind of got me annoyed with him, because he just sounds like he's trying to put off.
But he sounds older, because he is older.
He sounds antagonistic, because he wants you to respond to him so that he can argue on social media.
For me, I think he's being honest. I don't think he's as interested in basketball as he was when he was 20, but that makes sense to me.
What about an old ass man yelling Taco Tuesday, Hawk?
What? He's not allowed to have fun?
No, he wants to respond. Me and you can yell Taco Tuesday. I'm going to come to your house,
well,
Hawk.
We
can yell
Taco Tuesday all day long. We're not LeBron, though.
I know. And if LeBron knows that he can scream Taco Tuesday on his Instagram and the world is going to respond, he's going to do it because he wants that attention. It's crazy. I don't want attention, but I'm going to announce that I don't want attention.
But he never said he didn't want attention.
Zero dark 30. I'm going to stop talking to
you. In that moment, he doesn't want to have anything but focus on the court.
So just stop talking on social media. Why do you have to announce it?
Because you all are going to say, hey, why'd you stop going on social media? You're trying to get a rise out of everybody because you're not on social media all of a sudden.
And so I wouldn't care because I'm not on social media anymore. I made that decision.
No, but everybody
I'm not
would.
There, so I don't know.
He's in a no-win situation. Whatever he does, everyone's going to just
situation.
Say, oh, it's calculated. Oh, he's doing that for attention. He was asked a question, and he gave the answer. But for whatever reason, you want to pick apart the answer, and if he said something else, you'd have picked it apart for a different reason.
No, I'm not picking anything apart. I know what I'm dealing with.
The man wants to be home with his family on Christmas. This is a controversial answer?
No, who doesn't?
Right, but he was asked.
And so why wouldn't he say, yeah, everybody wants to be home with their family on Christmas?
He did.
No.
Yes, he did.
He wants to make a big deal out of it.
No,
did he say,
you
did he
want
say
to make
it,
a big deal out
did he
of
say
it.
Did he say it 10 years ago?
Well, but again, he's a different person.
No, he is a piece of pie pudding attention seeker.
No. Whatever he says, you guys pick apart because you don't want to like him for some reason. That's fine, but it's ridiculous. He was asked a question, gave an answer.
Huck, it's the difference is I really enjoy him as an athlete. He's one of the most impressive physical specimen basketball players, just basketball player, hell with all the extra I've ever seen in my life. His attention-grabbing, wanting to be in the spotlight of random conversations is off-putting to me.
Because he answered someone's question in an interview?
No, because he wants that to trigger a Instagram debate.
By saying he wants to be home with his family on Christmas, that's triggering?
All calculated.
That's calculated.
I don't
that's
like
a controversial take? That's the most white bread take on the planet.
He knows that he can get on his Instagram later on and argue with people about his take. I hate it. I hate it.
But what's the argument?
Shut up. Yeah, I'm playing basketball. I'm doing my job.
And then everyone would go, oh, he hates his family. He's not into the Christmas spirit. It's comical.
No, you can't say he hates his family. I'm doing my job. Okay, ask me what question they asked him, Solana. I'll tell you how to answer it if you're not an attention whore. What question did they ask him?
LeBron, you've played on Christmas Day 23 years now. Big matchup coming up against the Rockets. How do you feel about these Christmas Day game matchups?
Oh, man, Christmas Day is right in the middle of the season. Everybody's at home watching. You know, I love to be there for the Lakers. I love to be out there and play. And, you know, we're the center of attention now. It's the main event. Everybody's home watching us, and we need to prove that we're one of the best teams in the NBA. Makes no headlines.
But that's
makes
as ridiculous.
No
that's as ridiculous
not,
as
it makes
as
no headlines.
But how does saying I want to be home with my family on the holidays make headlines?
Would you like to make more money than you make? Yes, those are the obvious ones. You know the criticism of what you say. He knows it. LeBron is so intelligent, he knows what this is going to do. And
he knows that saying I'd like to spend Christmas with my family is going to be open for criticism.
The Lakers are playing on Christmas. I would love to be out there and show we're the best team in the league. That's when we're playing. Everybody's home to watch us, to watch the Lakers dominate the NBA. Would never make a headline. We wouldn't be talking about it.
So don't say, if asked, would you rather be home with your family for Christmas? Don't answer that. It's too controversial.
No. Don't bait up the media so you can go play on Instagram later on that day. And
saying
I know
that you want to be home with your family for the holidays is baiting up the media?
Shedeur Sanders did a exact thing that we're talking about. When they asked him, should you win for it on fourth and two? She said, why would you even do that? Why would you even try to make me, you know, put me against my coaching staff and their decisions? We're a team. We're working together. We're trying to do the best thing we can to make the Brown organization win games. We're trying to get back on top. Period. You know the answer they want, and you know the answer that's going to get Twitter hits, and he does Twitter hit answers.
Stop it. That's ridiculous. Twitter hit answer is not I'd like to be home for the holidays with my family. That's the opposite of a Twitter hit answer.
We know he does Twitter hit answers. He loves, as famous as he is, he loves to be in the middle of to talk about him.
You're right. I've thought about it. Being home with your family for the holidays is very controversial. You're right. I have thought
really
about it. You're correct.
To listen
it's
to
one of the craziest things he's ever said.
4-5-9-6-4-Lemon talk about him for some reason. I don't
It's one of the craziest things he's ever said.
Kevin Durant does the same thing.
I hadn't thought
You know
about
what
it
the hell to say it. To get out of here. Y'all don't want to get out of here. You want to say something. Hey, these Christmas games. Okay, in the middle of the NBA season, it's just like Thanksgiving Day games in the NFL. Why you'd love to be home on Thanksgiving? Everybody would love to be home on Thanksgiving. Everybody. Jared Goff, Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery, Aiden Hutchinson. Everyone would want to be home on Thanksgiving with their family. It's obvious. It's Thanksgiving. It's my family. I want to be with them on a holiday. Why do we play on Thanksgiving in the NFL, Christmas Day in the NBA?
But that wasn't
because
the question.
It's one of the biggest grossing days in the league, and they have the premier matchups.
But that's not up for debate.
Do it.
Yeah.
That's why we do it. So why
but
do
he
you
knows
get
that.
Personal?
He said, I like being out there.
So just play and don't say, oh, I'd love to be home on Christmas Day. I hate it.
No, ridiculous.
That's it.
LeBron or Tua next year to start for the Dolphins?
Oh, my goodness.
Your weather in South Florida, partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the mid-70s. That's brought to you by Chill Zone AC. I don't even know what Crowder was arguing at the end of that. Featuring reliable Root AC systems, visit chillzoneac.com.
Because he took issue with someone saying they wanted to spend time with their family on the holidays.
No. Attention grabbers.
Right.
No
by
reason.
Saying you want to spend time with your family on the holidays is looking for attention.
Yes. Yes.
Because it's a wildly crazy statement.
Hey, okay, Nate, do y'all want to make more money at your job?
But that's a different question.
No, but it's going to be, you know, the answer to that question with everybody in the world. There is not one human being in the world that would say, I do not want to make more money at my job.
Well, but that's not true because they could offer me more money, but I've got to do my job in Northern California for 8 months out of the year.
No. At the current job you're having, you can make more money. Huh, you can't move the bar. There's always going to be Christmas on December 25th. You can't move it to the 28th.
Of course not.
So would everyone want to make more money? Would everybody in the entire world want to be with their
you
family
are saying
on holidays?
Two incongruous things. They don't have anything to do with each other.
Would everyone in the world want to make more money? Would everyone want to be with their loved ones on the holidays? Those are the two questions that get a guaranteed yes out of every human being.
Right. So they're conflicting. It's conflicting things, right? You want to be with your family, but you also want to make more money. It's conflicting.
No, it's not conflicting.
Well, you just said that you want to do both, but he can't do both.
No. Those are two questions that will get a yes from everybody in the history of time, correct?
Right. And he gave you the yes.
Oh, he knows that they're going to take that as I don't want to play on Christmas Day. He's not dumb.
But you just said everyone's going to give the same answer. He gave you that same answer, and you're picking it apart.
Who else is on LA's roster? Austin Reeves, did they ask Austin Reeves that? Did they ask anybody else that?
But who cares what Austin Reeves says?
No. Exactly. Austin Reeves, no one cares. LeBron knows if he says, I want to be home and not playing,
but
they're
that doesn't
take
have
it
anything
that way.
To do. Like, why don't you go have Austin Reeves on the pivot? Because no one wants
lame,
to hear
no
from
one
him.
Wants to talk to him.
Right. I mean, but that's not making any sense what you're saying.
You know what they're baiting. I know when people try to bait me into an answer.
Do
I'm
you
want to
be home with your family for the holidays is baiting you?
Yes. If you're already playing on Christmas, you know the answer. That's they want yes or no. Yes Okay, but I understand the NBA, and there is the biggest day
but
of our year.
That's exactly what he said.
No, he didn't. No,
yes, he did. He didn't read you the whole answer.
So why are we talking about this in headlines?
I have no idea. I wouldn't have brought this up in a million years.
Why are we talking about this in headlines, Solana?
Austin Reeves or Tua Tagovailoa next year?
Why are we talking about this in headlines?
Because I thought he was just trying to come off like somebody who wants everybody to know that he's no longer interested in playing basketball. But I wasn't necessarily fascinated with the idea of arguing whether or not LeBron's an attention seeker. I just thought it was interesting that there's been a trend.
He already got you. He already got Solana. He got him. He hooked him hook, line, and sinker. He got Solana.
There's a trend
but
here.
But if he said something else, then Solana would say, you know what he's trying to do? He's trying to pretend that he still loves basketball. It's such a silly argument to make. He answers one thing, so Solana says, see, he's trying to show you he doesn't like basketball anymore. He answers something else. Solana's going to say, see, he's trying to show you that he's pretending to care about basketball still when it's obviously he doesn't.
He's a basketball player.
I gave you the answer that no one would have talked about. He knows it. You know it, and I know it. I love basketball. I love the Lakers. We're a premier team. We need to go out there, play hard on Christmas. It's the middle of the season, so we're going to sacrifice our family to be on the court and prove the Lakers are one of the best teams in the NBA. No one would have talked about that answer. Nobody in the world would have talked about
Leroy
that answer.
Leroy Hoard just texted me, Crowder needs to stay off the weed. Yeah, I don't
Leroy
know what you're
was
talking
saying some,
about.
I was texting Leroy today about some dumb crap he was talking about.
I don't know what DK you Metcalf or Solana is talking about, to be quite honest. To take that innocuous, that nebulous answer and have it mean something different is beyond me.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Get to a little 15 minutes of heat here. Brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or at DoralKia.com. Heat lose both games over the weekend. They fall to the New York Knicks yesterday. Really good game. First and foremost, really good game. They lost 132-125. Did I handle it maturely after the game? No, I did not. I did not handle it well. Jalen Brunson could not miss. He's incredible. I'm tired of him just cooking us left and right. But they can't stop him. I don't know what to tell you. He had 27 points in the first half. He finished with 47. And Khalil Ware, I mean, he just continues.
He's starting to be a more aggressive rebounder. Mm-hmm. Like, he's going at the rim and getting the ball and putting it back and all that stuff. So, yeah.
He had 28 points, 19 rebounds. And
no, he had a 20-20.
It away from him.
I'm sick of Madison Square Garden doing this. I have a fault with that. They did that with LeBron one time with a triple-double.
They were haters?
He had like a 50-point triple-double. Like after Kobe dropped 61 on there.
And they said, not in the Mecca.
And then the next day they were like, oh, no, one of the rebounds wasn't a rebound. So it was like 52, 10, and 9.
Yeah. Well, they took it away. They screwed him.
But he's been balling.
He's been balling. He's been balling. Hey. And he doesn't miss from three. He does. Hey. He's a great shooter.
You think Spo's going to allow him to shoot?
He's the most versatile player that I used to think it was Bam.
Mm-mm. He's just learning every game. You could just. Right.
No, he's getting comfortable because, you know what? I feel bad because he's going to get to the point where y'all need me.
They do need him.
No, we know that. No,
they do need him. I mean, like, the idea that. And, like, I'm still getting annoyed with Spo. And I know it's because he's. I'll be fair. I know it's because he's being asked about Khalil Ware. So it's not like he's doing it out of nowhere. But I got annoyed after the Boston game because, you know, he was sitting here and he was talking about, well, you know, I like the threes, but I want him to make his impact at the rim. So the next game, he does both. He's like, you know, following up slamming. He's getting offensive rebounds and he's hitting threes on top of it. But, you know, there's so many other guys on this team that deserve criticism, namely their captain. Who, by the way, called himself out. So it's not like Bam's unaware. Bam has been saying, like, I'm letting down my team. I'm not playing good enough. The thing that annoys me with Bam, and it's been the old thing, right? It's just like it took him till, like, there was 7 minutes left in the game to finally be like, oh, I should attack the basket. And, like, he went from – he got, like, an alley-oop from Jaime and then, like, never heard from. Right. For the whole game, Simone Fontecchio was being more aggressive than him, going at the rim.
He does that, though.
And I'm just like, dude, you're getting all these dudes in foul trouble. Like, you're getting everybody caught in the fourth quarter. Where the hell is that? And it's just that's a career frustrating thing from him. I mean,
we've been frustrated, but
the thing that was a killer yesterday, it's just like they played a really good game. And Spo was saying this after the game, like, the Knicks just won those bigger moments at the end. Because, I mean, it was a great offensive game. Both teams, the Knicks shot, what, they shoot 55% yesterday? They both hit a ton of threes. It was a very well-played offensive game. But it was those margin things, the Heat missing free throws, the Knicks getting after loose balls. That the real killer play, there was a Mitchell Robinson who just is a vacuum for offensive rebounds. Ball. It was an air ball by OG Anunoby. Mitchell Robinson goes after while Bam just kind of looks at it because Bam thinks it's going to go out of bounds. Robinson flings it to Jalen Brunson in the corner, three ball at the end of the shot clock. And I'm just like, all right, well, that's a swing.
And can I say this? If that's happening, Spo's going to have a hard time, and this is what everybody needs to understand. If you see plays like that, you're going to have a hard time telling Khalil you not.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? That's what
I understand
sucks.
What Bam was – like, Bam thought he was
going
out of
bounds.
But, like, dude,
that.
Like, that's why Mitchell Robinson's great at that. Like, he's always – even lumbering around in his 18 minutes, he's good at that because he's just going to go and get you the extra possession. And then, I mean, they missed free throws like crazy. That was annoying. Can we stop leaving 9 free throws a game on the floor? Like, just
it's been ridiculous. Just, like the last what, 5 games?
Yeah, like Simone Fontecchio, you had the opportunity to give the Heat the lead, 1 of 3 from the free throw line. Are you kidding me? What shooter is bad at free throws? Never heard of such a thing.
I know.
What is that?
Usually 3-point shooting and free throws go hand to hand.
Shouldn't that be a layup for you if you're a great shooter?
Yeah. You're a great shooter. 1 of 3 from the and he missed another one too. Got fouled again. He got fouled going for a dunk, because he was trying to get OG Anunoby back. Missed one of two from the free throw line. Simone! What the hell, dude? And then, just frustrating.
Hey, man.
I hate losing to that team.
Hey, man.
They lost to Boston, and they lost to New York, and I'm not doing well. I'm not going to, but you know what? This is where we belong. You want to know why?
Canes.
Do you want, I know, but it's 15 minutes of heat. It's a sponsor segment. but this is where we belong. This is our home. You want to know what our home is?
Play it.
The Lords of Playinville have arrived. Oh, look who welcomed us here. Our great friends are here, Leroy. The Hawks and the Bulls. But we welcome a new member of Playinville. The Cavs, strangely. The Cavs are in Playinville, but the Raptors might be back, our old friend. Typically, here in Playinville, it is only the Heat, Raptors, Hawks, and Bulls. For a day, the Raptors have left Playinville, but perhaps the Heat win, they bring them back tomorrow. Good morrow, sir.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.